SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. The House has pushed a $95 billion national security aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and other U.S. allies closer to passage. A key procedural vote gained approval today to move ahead with the bill. House Speaker Mike Johnson says the aid package is the product of a divided government.
This is the best possible product that we can get under these circumstances to take care of these really important obligations. And so we look forward to the vote tomorrow. We look forward to every member voting their conscience and their desire. And that is exactly how this process is supposed to work and how the House is supposed to operate. So we're happy to provide that.
Johnson's job as Speaker is under threat as the restless right flank threatens to oust him from office. President Biden sent a swift endorsement of the Speaker's plan. Final votes on the passage are expected Saturday. Ukraine's forces may have downed one of Russia's strategic bombers, correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Ukraine's Air Force is claiming it shot down a Russian bomber plane, but Moscow officials say the plane crashed on Friday in a sparsely populated area due to a malfunction after a combat mission. Neither claim could be independently verified. Meanwhile, officials say Russian missiles struck cities in the central Dnipro region of Ukraine, killing 8 people, including a 14-year-old girl and an 8-year-old boy, and injuring close to 30. The Russian assault hit urban areas as well as train infrastructure in the Dnipro region. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A full jury of 12 people and 6 alternates has been seated for Donald Trump's alleged hush money case, setting the stage for opening statements next week in the first criminal trial of a former U.S. president. Another mixed day on Wall Street as the Dow up by 211 points, but the Nasdaq dropped 319. This is SRN News. What's the leading cause of death in the U.S.?
It might be abortion. Officially, heart disease kills more Americans than anything else, about 696,000 at last check. But there were over 625,000 abortions in this country at the same time, and 4 states don't report their numbers. In fact, the pro-abortion Guttmacher Institute puts the total at more like 900,000. Even at 625,000, abortion would surpass cancer as the second leading cause of death in this country. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democrats in the Arizona Senate have cleared a path to bring a proposed repeal of the state's near-total ban on abortions to a vote. But in the House, Republicans blocked efforts to undo the long-dormant statute. The state's near-total ban permits abortions only for saving the woman's life and provides no exceptions for rape or incest. It carries a sentence of 2 to 5 years in prison for doctors or anyone else who assists an abortion. This is SRN News. Polish police have confirmed the arrests of 2 people suspected of carrying out an attack last month on a key ally of the late Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny.
Lithuania's president thanked both countries' police forces. He also warned the attack's organizers, do not try to repeat it. Leonid Volkov served as Mr. Navalny's chief of staff until the opposition leader died in a Russian prison in February. Mr. Volkov has lived outside Russia for some years for his own safety. He suffered a broken arm during last month's assault outside his home, during which he was repeatedly struck with a hammer. Writing on social media, Mr. Volkov said it was important to expose what he called the chain of command from Putin to the guy with the hammer.
The BBC's Adam Easton. Olympic organizers unveiled their plans to use artificial intelligence in sports, joining the global rush. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.